want to read to you just a portion of God's warning to his own people as they were leaving a place of captivity and coming into the promise of his blessing. He warned them. He said, you will be blessed if you walk with me, but if you turn from me, let me just read it to you. The Lord will strike you with madness and blindness and confusion of heart. In other words, there'll be an inability to see the way forward. There'll be this rise of anger, a desire to point the finger and blame. And there'll be no real clear or substantive direction that you have. And you shall grope at noonday as a blind man gropes in the darkness. You shall not prosper in your ways. You shall be only oppressed and plundered continually, and no one shall save you. You shall betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. In other words, there'll be a loss of loyalty, fidelity, truthfulness. It will mean nothing to people to go to an altar and before God, or so they suppose, say the words, in sickness or in health, for richer, for poorer, for better, or for worse, till death do us part. Those words will mean nothing anymore to a generation that turns away from God. You will build a house, but you shall not dwell in it. In other words, the assurance of prosperity for the future will be taken away. You'll plant a vineyard and you'll not gather in its grapes. The Lord said to his own people, you will work as hard as you can, but it will seem that you'll never prosper. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, and you shall not eat of it. Your donkey shall be violently taken away from before you and shall not be restored to you. Thievery will begin to abound in the nation. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies. You shall have no one to rescue them. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all day long, and there shall be no strength in your hand. In other words, everything that in your heart you know is of value will begin to slip through your fingers, and you will look upon it longingly and wonder, how did it ever come to this? How did it ever come to pass that I have suffered such loss, or we as a society are suffering such loss on such an unprecedented scale? And this is the warning of God for every society throughout history. And if you are a student of history, you'll know the word of God has come to pass time and again, society and again, where they have rejected Almighty God. They've turned away from Christ. But now listen to the words of God. This is why I am encouraged tonight, no matter how dark the days are, because with God, all things are possible. God wrote one song. Did you know that? He wrote one song about himself in the Bible. One song about himself. And he gave the song to David. And David the king gave it to his son Solomon. And Solomon gave it to the singers when the temple of God was built. And they were singing that song when the glory of God came down and filled the temple. And it filled the temple so powerfully that nobody could stand to even minister in the temple. The presence of the Lord had come. And when God's presence comes, flesh is all diminished in the presence of God. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord. And the song they were singing is, God is good and his mercy endures forever. That was the song they were singing when the glory of God came down. The Lord said, if you're going to worship me, this is the song I want you to sing. God is good and his mercy endures forever. If you should find yourself captivated in a foreign land, if you should find these natural outcomes of walking away from the blessing of God and from obedience to God, if you should find these things, yet if you turn towards truth, in the case of the Old Testament people, he said, if you turn towards Jerusalem, this place where the temple was, this place where the glory had come down, and you begin to pray, I'll hear your voice even there. And even though you're captivated, I'll bring you home. And it turned out to be true, because that's exactly what happened in Daniel's day. But listen now to the blessing that God promised to a people who will live for him. It shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord God will set you high above all nations of the earth. You'll dwell in a higher place, a deeper place, a more confident place. He will lift you up the blessing of heaven will be evident upon your life if you make the choice to live for God. That's why I encourage you as a believer in Christ, make the break from everything that you should not be associated with and move now towards God. Move now towards living for God and obeying God. And the Lord will lift you up. While others seemingly are suffering these incalculable losses every day and seemingly going farther and farther down the path of less and less blessing, the opposite will be happening in your life. God will be putting a new song inside of you, be giving you vision for the future, giving you a new value system, a new heart, a new mind. He will do all of these things for you and set you high above all nations of the earth. All these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. In other words, God says, you're walking this way, and even if I'm behind you, I'm going to just throw a whole bunch of blessings at you, and they're going to actually overtake you simply because you have made the choice to obey the voice of the Lord your God. You have chosen to say, God, if you say do it this way in your word, that's the way it's going to be done. If I go to an altar and I pray, my prayer is going to be not my will, but your will for my life be done. Not what I think I should do, but what you say I should do. Not where I think I should go, but where you tell me to go, and I will walk away from where you tell me to walk away from. Blessed you shall be in the city. Praise God. How would you like to be blessed in New York City tonight? You shall be blessed in the city. Blessed in the city. One day I took the train into Penn Station, and I walked out of the Penn Station coming to the church. I came in from New Jersey, and it was a nasty day in the city. It was nasty. I'm talking about nasty. Nasty people would have found it nasty in the city that day. I don't know if I've ever heard more people cursing on a cell phone in any one place at any one time. It was a day where you just did not get in anybody's way on the street because you were going to get hurt. You moved over to the right and the left. You avoided the crowd. It was that kind of a day. And I remember thinking, God, thank you, Lord. Thank you that this, I might be in the city, but the city is not in me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Greg, I need you on the piano. Where are you at, Greg? I need you on the piano, okay? And as I was walking from Penn Station, I began to sing. I began to sing out loud. I began to sing a song that just came from my heart. It was amazing. And you know, you can sing out loud in New York City and nobody cares. And as I was walking down the nasty street, coming all the way down here to the church, I started singing. By the time I got to the church, I had all the verses to this song and the chorus done. And I got a hold of Greg real quick. I think it was you, Greg, right? I said, please, let's record this real quick before I forget it. But this is the blessing that comes upon you in the city. Now, I'm not finished reading this. I'm going to sing the song, then we're going to I'm not in a rush tonight. I don't really care. I just want God's presence. Hallelujah. I walk in the presence of God, where the saints all before me have trod. Day to day, by victory greeted, here I'll never be defeated as I walk in the presence of God. In the presence of God, in the presence of God, I walk in the presence of God, where I share the joys of heaven as I give my Jesus reverence, and I walk in the presence of God. The joys of heaven as I give my Jesus reverence, and I walk in the presence of God. I walk in the presence Texas, not fly. Day to day, my blessed Savior fills my life with boundless favor as I walk in the presence of God. In the presence of God. In the presence of God. I walk in the presence of God. Where I share the joys of heaven as I give my Jesus reverence. One more time. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Hallelujah. You can claim that one tonight. You're blessed when you come in the house of God, and you're blessed when you go out of the house of God. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord. I had a man one time in Canada when I was pastoring that rose up against me and started slandering me all over the place. And one night his dog ate his false teeth. I met him on the street. You couldn't understand a word he said. And he had no money to get new teeth. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. I walked away thinking, how good you are, God. Even David said, the Lord will break, will smash the teeth of the wicked. Thank God. I've just seen God so many ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all which you set your hand to. And he will bless you in the land which your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he's sworn to you. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. In other words, if you have a sincere, honest heart and say, God, I want to be a person of truth. It doesn't mean you won't struggle. It doesn't mean you won't fail. From time to time, doesn't mean you won't fall. But in reality, God knows you have an honest heart and you want to walk with him. And he says, God says, I will establish you. I will give you solidness and strength. I will make you a person who can't be taken down by the things that are all around you. Then all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord God will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, and you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. You shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. I believe with all my heart that peace can touch our borders again, even if it were only for a season. I believe because with God all things are possible. I believe His word is truth. I believe that we can pray tonight and we can ask Jesus Christ to send a spiritual awakening to New York City and to the nation. I believe. I believe it with all my heart because I've come to know who God is. I've come to understand as you get older, the one thing that you learn about God above everything else is how merciful He is. And then you begin to pray. And you don't start praying, God, judge these wicked people. You start praying, Lord, I deserve to be judged because of how wicked I have been. How wicked I am without your covering. But you had mercy on me. You were good to me. And your mercy endures forever in my life. And so I'm asking you tonight to be merciful. I'm asking you to be merciful to America as you once were to Nineveh, a wicked nation that didn't know their right hand from their left spiritually anymore. But, oh God, you sent a message to them and you moved upon their hearts. And you, for a whole generation, you spared them. An entire generation were spared and given an opportunity to know you again as a loving, wonderful Savior. This is the cry of my heart now. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy as you've had mercy on me. I didn't deserve it. I would sit in the lunchroom when I was a police officer and I would curse the name of Christ through the whole card game every lunch. It was a habit of mine. He could have damned me. He could have sent me to hell, but he spared me because his mercy endures forever. He's good and his mercy endures. And so I want us to pray tonight, not just for the families, the victims, as tragic as Las Vegas has been, and it is a tragedy, but I want us to pray tonight, God, have mercy on this nation and turn us back to you again. Turn us back to you. There's so many reasons why we could catalog why God should judge the nation. And we could start from the womb and go all the way to the grave. And we have reason after reason after reason after reason after reason why he should judge the nation. But there's one reason why he shouldn't. Because he's good and his mercy endures forever. Because with God all things are still possible. Because if he himself said if he found a people of humility who would pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, he would hear from heaven, forgive, and heal the land. I believe that with all of my heart. I stake my life on it. I stake my future on it. I stake everything I've got on it. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you tonight for mercy. Mercy on this nation. Mercy, Lord, as we have, as a people collectively, rejected you. We have destroyed our children in the womb. We have confused them about their gender. In grade school, we have lied to them about your existence in high school. We have radicalized them against God and country in college. We are a debauched people, Lord, as a nation. We are confused, arrogant, out of the way, filled with hate and violence. That's what we are. We are not a virtuous nation, Lord. There is no virtue that we can point to. We have no right any longer to call ourselves righteous. We are not as a nation. But Lord, we stand as your people tonight at your throne. We stand at your throne tonight because you invited us to come. We stand because you have covered us. We are undeserving. We are all a filthy thing, God, without your covering. But you covered us, and you called us sons and daughters. And you told us to come boldly with confidence to your throne to find grace to help in time of need. And so, Lord, we find our nation tonight in time of need. We find, Lord, that we're coming to the end. We have thumbed our nose against you for too long. And God, our peril is just. But Lord, we stand as your people at your throne tonight, as Esther once stood and pleaded for her people. We stand there, oh God, and we ask you for mercy. We ask you to rewrite the law of death into a law of life. We ask you, Father, to turn, God, turn sovereignly. Visit us, Holy Spirit of the living God. Visit our cities, God. Visit our towns, Lord. God, in the midst of judgment, remember mercy triumphs over it. We believe tonight that you are good and your mercy endures forever. We believe, Lord, that you are well able to breathe upon us as you once did in the days of Ezekiel and bring these dead bones back to life again. God, we believe it because with you all things are still possible. We appeal to this heart of mercy. We appeal to the side of your character that sent your son to a cross to die for us. We appeal to your heart, Jesus, tonight, that caused you to say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. Let that cry be in your heart again tonight, Jesus. As we cry out to you, we ask you to cry out to the Father and say once again, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. God Almighty, we stand one time before in history. You sought for somebody, anybody, to stand in the gap that you should not have to judge the nation. So we know it's in your heart to be merciful, Lord, even when we've backslidden to the point where it looks like there's no return. And so tonight we stand at your throne. God, we stand here empty-handed. We have nothing of ourselves to present to you. We can't present anything of our own faithfulness. We can't present a song to you that's sufficient. We can't give you a prayer that's sufficient. It's not about us, Lord. It's about you. We bring back to you your own heart. We bring back to you your own character, your own nature, Lord. It's because you are who you are, Lord, that we can stand at your throne tonight and say, oh, God, have mercy on the nation. Have mercy on this nation, Lord. Have mercy, Lord, from east to west, from north to south. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy on this nation. Have mercy, God. Have mercy on your prayerless house. Have mercy, oh God, and stir your house to pray again. Stir your people, Lord, to pray. Have mercy, oh God, on the backslidden priesthood of this nation. Have mercy, God. Have mercy. Have mercy. Those who touch pulpits in the nation, wake us up. All of us, oh God, wake us up, Lord. And cause us to pray again. Have mercy, oh Jesus. Send the Holy Spirit. Send the Holy Spirit to your house. Send the Holy Spirit to our streets. Send the Holy Spirit to our schools. Send the Holy Spirit to our government, oh God. Send your Holy Spirit again, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, and touch this nation. It is true, Lord, that in you we live and move and have our being. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us, Lord. For our arrogance, our ignorance, oh God, for the spirit of murder in our borders. Forgive us, Lord Jesus Christ, for the lust and immorality, the lies, the hatred, the vengeance, God, that has become so much part of this society. It's in the air now. It's in the fabric of the culture. God, forgive us. God, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us. Forgive us, Lord Jesus Christ, and visit us one more time. Not because of who we are, but because of who you are. Visit us one more time and bring your own name back to reputation again. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that we can come in faith And you said this mountain can be moved. You told us that we would have what we ask for. We ask for you. We ask for you, Lord. We ask for you. We ask for you. We ask for you. We ask for you, Lord. We ask for you. You're all that matters, Lord. You are all that can make a difference. You are the only one who can forgive. You're the only one who can heal. And so we sit on the side of the road of history and cry out, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. Have mercy, O God, on our children. Have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on our towns, our cities. Oh God, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord Jesus Christ. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, oh God, on this country. Have mercy, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Son of God, have mercy. Stop this insane parade to hell, oh God, and visit us, Lord. Father, we thank you for it, Lord, with all of our heart tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.